which took place in Budapest from 5th to 7th July 2023. You have the floor.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and sorry to all if I'm speaking too much today. So yes, Hungary had the privilege to host the 7th Ministerial Conference in Budapest early July this year. If I may say so as the host, I think it was a very successful conference with attendance of over 650 people from around the region, 48 of the 53 European region member states have been represented in this meeting, and many of them at very high level ministerial, deputy ministerial level. So I think this attendance highlights the importance of the environment and health agenda to the region. The conference itself was organized around the triple crisis of climate change, environmental pollution, and the loss of biodiversity. But this also allowed us to highlight some very important topics around our own water and health agenda, namely the important infrastructure and also the importance of water governance for health. The main complementing the main event of seven plenary sessions, there were also 20 side events on different topics, including one on the Protocol on Water and Health, which again was a very successful event. One of the key interests and the key added value of the conference was that there was a very, very strong involvement of the youth. In several ways, they have contributed to the program of the conference, some events even before the conference itself started. And there was a really, really nice dialogue between the regional director, Dr. Hans Kluge, and some of the Hungarian youth representatives, who called him explicitly to lead and take action towards a healthier and more resilient Europe in the near future. One of the main products of this event was the adoption of the Budapest Declaration, which is a very ambitious document collating the dedication and the proposals of the countries to prevent and to reduce the impact of the triple crisis on human health. The countries have expressed their dedication, their commitment to increase their efforts to prevent hazardous situations, to detect them and to be prepared to respond at these extreme events. There is also a compendium of actions in this declaration, the roadmap for healthier people, a thriving planet, and a sustainable future between 2023 and 2030. In the conference, there was also another tool of implementation being introduced. And for us in the protocol community, this will be not as new as it is for the environment and health process community. This is the formation of environment and health partnerships. These are partnerships led by countries of the region in order to facilitate joint action towards the objectives of the ministerial conference. Four of these partnerships have already been launched at the ministerial conference itself, but several others are in preparation. And if I may highlight two, where Hungary is involved in the preparatory work, one of them is a partnership on wastewater surveillance, which, according to the proposal, will involve also the protocol, and the other one, also in preparation, is a partnership on improving school environment, including indoor air quality, but also the wash aspects. Thank you very much, and I would like to ask Oliver to